Hey, and welcome to the Points to Paradise podcast, where we discuss all things travel-related, travel inspiration, and credit card points and miles. I'm your host, Megan Lanford, a stay-at-home mama, vacation lover, and small-town girl who learned how to travel for nearly free. Me and my family went from taking maybe one vacation a year to over 6 trips in a year. I want to show you exactly how to make you and your family's travel goals come true. I want to show you that traveling to dream destinations is possible without ever having to worry about how much money it'll cost you. So if you're ready to be inspired and start traveling with your family for nearly free, you've come to the right place. Welcome, friends, back. Hey, friend, welcome back to the show. Megan here. I am so happy to have you here today. But I'm not going to lie, I'm a little tired. We got back from Hawaii last night at like 10:30. And it is an adjustment with Hawaii time being 3 hours behind us. And so we're adjusting this morning, but I wanted to get this recorded while everything was fresh in my head because I absolutely love Destination Day. And Hawaii is, of course, a top destination for a lot of you. And it was an amazing vacation. It was like just so refreshing and like soul fulfilling being there. I've been to Hawaii once before, but I don't know, this trip was just so needed, and I have so much to share on this trip. So let's go ahead and dive into Destination Day. So this was on Oahu Island. This is the island that has the major city Honolulu, also called Waikiki area. And so they are known for that and for Pearl Harbor. And we have been to this island before. We went there on our honeymoon and we just stayed one night because we really wanted to see Pearl Harbor, and that was on our list. So we did Pearl Harbor last time while we were there, which 100%, if you go to Oahu, you need to see Pearl Harbor. It is definitely an experience I think every American should have. But the last time we stayed there, we went and stayed in Waikiki because that's where all the resorts are and all the hotels are, and that's where you should stay. And we absolutely hated it. It was horrible. I felt, just a preference, we do not like big cities. We are ranch people who live in the middle of nowhere. We have no neighbors for miles, and so we do not like big cities and traffic and all the things. So that may not be you, but I felt like I was in downtown New York City. There were, I'm pretty sure, like gunfire we heard one night. It was just loud traffic. We did not sleep. It was just too congested and too busy, and it didn't feel like I was in Hawaii. It felt like I was just in another city, which I didn't enjoy. And so this time when we went back, my husband and me were like, we do not want to stay anywhere near that. So I did a lot of research of all of the other resorts that we could stay at. And we decided to stay in Ko'olina, which is a newer area that has 3 resorts. It has the Marriott Ko'olina Beach Club, the Alani, and I don't know if I'm saying this right, but the Alani Disney Resort, and then the Four Seasons. And so we decided to stay over there and use our Marriott free night certificates to stay at this resort. And I am so glad that we stayed there. It 100% felt like you were in Hawaii. It was a beautiful area, super quiet, secluded beaches. That was the other thing, Waikiki. The beaches were just so overcrowded and so busy. It just wasn't relaxing. And so this stretch of beach area, they had made like man-made coves with sand and like rock breaks from the waves. So you still had some of the waves, but it was really protected and very secluded. And there were several of these like inlet beaches that they created along the shoreline of these 3 resorts. And so right out in front of the resort, you had a beach, and it was just so nice. There were tons of beach chairs available. You could rent cabanas. There was so much open space. It was amazing. And we really loved the beachfront. It was really nice to be able to walk out of your resort and have the beach right there as well. And so we spent a lot of the time on the beach. They also had several pools. They had a splash pad for the kids. They had a 1-foot deep pool, which was perfect for our toddler. We spent a lot of time there because she didn't have to have floaties, and she could just go about and we could sit on the chairs. We didn't have to be in the pool with her, which was awesome. And in the center of it, it had sand. So she loved that she could just sit in the water and like pull sand up at the pool. It was like the perfect kids pool. And then they had two other pools. One of them was really cool. It had like a rock cave that you could swim under with waterfalls and two hot tubs and a really big water slide that went through it that my nephew, he's six, absolutely loved. And so for the older kids, the water slide and the cave is a great thing for them. So the great thing I liked about this is it's very luxurious, a higher end resort that you are going to pay if these rooms were going for $600 to $700 at the cash rate. But it was also family friendly and there were kids everywhere. And I am all about finding luxury hotels that are family friendly. And this was definitely one of them. I highly recommend staying here if you go to Oahu. It's a great way to use free night certificates. So we had free night certificates that were worth 50,000 points. And then we capped them off with, I believe, 15,000 points per night as well to get that. So it was a great use of free night certificates. We booked, if you're new around here and you haven't heard the backstory, we took my husband's entire side of the family to this resort as their Christmas present. So we booked two rooms with points and then we booked a suite with cash for the rest of the family because we had three brothers and his mom and stepdad and a nephew. So we had lots of family members. So we put a bunch of them in a suite and then we split up couples, us and his other brother, in standard rooms using points. And so it was a great use of points. The suite that they had was absolutely amazing. It had two bedrooms and a living room, a kitchen, two balconies, like beautiful ocean views. It was a really, really nice suite. And then the other tombs were just like a standard king room. I did learn something new on this trip. So I always ask for room upgrades and special perks when I'm traveling. And I learned that with these beach clubs through Marriott, that they do not honor your like Marriott status really, and they don't give you free room upgrades or any sort of perks with that. So I did learn something new with that, but it is great that you can still use your points at them, even though you're not going to get like all of the benefits alongside of it. So we loved the resort. It was absolutely beautiful. They had two restaurants on site. I was hoping they would have some more food options, but they had like a very fancy restaurant that you're going to pay $60 to $100 a plate for steak and lobster and stuff. And then they had a restaurant out by the beach, which was really nice with nachos and burgers and like all of those types of things. And then several little like tiki bars along the way with shaved ice and drinks. And my favorite part actually was a marketplace that they had. It was a huge store where you could buy like everything from Hawaiian candy to shirts to Christmas ornaments. But then they also had all kinds of different drinks and food. Like you could buy frozen sausages, you could buy ice cream bars, because a lot of the rooms have kitchens in them. So families are going there to cook and stuff. And so they had a great marketplace with a Starbucks inside and you could get sandwiches and donuts in the morning and all of that. So I really did enjoy the marketplace because we would run down there in the morning and like grab something to tie my toddler over before we went out to breakfast. So definitely enjoyed that, but I was hoping that there would be more restaurants. So we pretty much ate most of our meals off site, which I'll talk about here in a second, but that's kind of the resort. It was great. I absolutely loved it. We definitely probably have plans to go back to that area. We are thinking about maybe staying at the Disney resort sometime, because it was really great. And I'll talk about that in a second as well. Now getting there, we flew Southwest Airlines over there. Southwest is great. You only have to pay $5 and I believe it's 60 cents a person. And we used points for all three of our flights over there. And then we were on the same flight as the rest of the family, which made it great. I was very nervous flying with our toddler. She's 2.5. It was 6 hours. So we flew from New Mexico to Phoenix and then Phoenix over. So that was a 6 hour flight from Phoenix over. And she has the longest flight she's been on is about 4 hours. And so I was really nervous. So it was great having grandma on the plane. definitely a travel hack to take grandma with you. It makes it so much better. So we're definitely taking her on more trips from now on. But she did great on the flight, so it was amazing. And then on the way back, we flew United to San Francisco and then back to New Mexico. So it was a little shorter. It was 5 hours instead of 6 on the way back, which honestly made a huge difference. Like, I don't know why, but 6 hours just seemed like a really long flight. But the way back was great, and she actually slept most of the way back. And so on United, we had enough points for one. So I booked my husband's flight on points. It was also like less than $6 for his flight. And then I paid cash for me and my daughter because we had used all of our points on this trip to be able to take our family. And so we had to pay cash for that. So that is how we got there. There's lots of options to get there. I was really hoping that we were going to be able to fly Hawaiian Airlines, but I just didn't find a good redemption with our points. So we'll save that for the next time we go to Hawaii. But Hawaiian Airlines is a really good one as well to get over to Hawaii. But you have lots of options flying from, especially the West Coast. I know if you're flying from the East Coast, it's a lot longer haul. And you may even want to think about, we even thought about doing this, was going to like San Francisco and then staying the night there and then going over. That would be a great option for you if you are flying from the East Coast, just to make it a little bit shorter on yourself, because I do know it is a trek for you to get over there. So that's how we got there. And then some of the things that we did while we were there, we went and got lots of food. So I was really happy we ended up booking a car rental, which we usually don't rent a car. But I really wanted to go see the island because I know on the east side of the island is supposed to be absolutely gorgeous. And oh my goodness, it was amazing. I am so, so glad that we did it. We ended up doing we drove the whole island. So we went across to the east side because we were staying on the west side. So we went across the east and then went all the way up to the north shore and then back down. And it was an amazing drive. It took us about 4 hours to drive that whole loop, but it was 100% worth it. The east side is where they filmed like Jurassic Park and Jumanji, and it is like an absolute jungle. It is so pretty. Some people were like commenting on the pictures I was posting on Instagram saying that looks like a scene out of Moana. Like, it was so beautiful. So I'm so glad we did that drive. And then Hawaii is really well known for like all of their food trucks. So we stopped at several food trucks that I will share with you if you want to stop. We stopped at, it's called Da Food Dude. And he had all kinds of poke and shrimp and just really fresh fish. And so we got some shrimp and fish, and it was very, very good. We also stopped at Hula Ula. He had a lobster corn dog. My husband loves lobster, so he got that. He said it was really, really good. I don't like lobster, so I didn't get anything. And then we stopped at North Shore Tacos for some shrimp tacos and Kalua pork. Kalua pork is one of their like specialties on the island that you definitely need to get. You will always usually have that option if you go to a luau, which we also did. We went over to the Disney Resort and did their luau one night. It was great. They had Mickey and Moana, but they also did like the traditional luau for you. Dinner was included. Alcoholic beverages were included. They had like lei making for the kids at the beginning, and you could get tattoos for the kids, and they had like lots of activities while you were getting there, and it was a really, really great experience. So if you're looking for a luau, I thought it was a little slow in the storytelling. So they started at, let's see, you could start getting there at 5:10, but the show actually didn't end till 9. We actually did not stay the whole time because my daughter got really, really tired. So it was a long experience. And the storytelling just was a little bit slow. So I don't know if I would probably do it again, but it was interesting to see the way that they storytell and do their dancing and their fire shows and all of that kind of stuff. So we did a luau one night. So that was one of our dinners. We also went to the Disney Resort for breakfast one morning. They actually have a character breakfast that they do. And so I wanted to take my daughter to that because she's Mickey Mouse obsessed right now. And she really liked seeing all of the characters. So we saw Mickey Mouse, Minnie Mouse, Pluto, and Max. and she loved seeing them from a distance and was waving, but as soon as they came near her or like wanted to hug her or give her a high five, she was not about it. So we learned she was a little bit young to go to Disney, which was a nice place, but they had an amazing breakfast. I had a like sweetbread French toast. They brought out malasadas, which are their specialty donut on the island. They're amazing. And then I forget what my husband had, but the food was so, so good. And then one morning we went across the street. They had like a little shopping square that had a bunch of little stores, an ice cream place, a Starbucks, some other things. We went over there and ate at Eggs and Things for breakfast. That was also really, really good. They had lots of like the Hawaiian special, like traditional breakfast. So like the spam and eggs and the taro stuff. My husband had salmon, eggs Benedict. So they had like a lot of authentic Hawaiian things. And it was a really, really good breakfast. So I highly recommend going there. And then we also went to that same shopping square the last night for dinner at Monkey Pod. It's a Hawaiian chain. They have two on Oahu and two in Maui. We had eaten there last time when we stayed in Maui, so we went there again. And they also have really good Hawaiian food, but then they also have just like burgers and regular things that you can get. They also have a lot of specialty drinks, like their Mai Tais with pineapple inside of them. We ate so much pineapple when we were there. I don't know what it is about Hawaii, but the pineapples are so, so fresh. We also drove by the Dole pineapple plantation, which was really cool. We didn't stop or anything, but it was just really cool to see the way that they grow pineapples out through the dirt and like this just farm fields for miles filled with pineapples. But they are so, so good in Hawaii and so fresh. I almost bought a pineapple actually to bring home. But yeah, so that's pretty much everything that we did while we were in Oahu. Our family did go see Pearl Harbor for one day because that's something they really wanted to do. Since we had already done it, we skipped that day, and that's when we did our little road trip around the island, which I'm so glad that we did it. And it is something that everyone should see. It's like the true, when you think of Hawaii and the green lush waterfalls and the ocean waves, like that is what I would think about when I think about Hawaii, was that drive. And so I'm really glad that we went and did that. And yeah, so I 100% recommend the Marriott Ko'olina Beach Club. That is where you should stay if you go to Oahu. For sure, don't stay downtown Honolulu. Just my personal opinion. But lots of places to eat, lots of things to do. There's sunset cruises, there's whale watching in the wintertime. You can go snorkeling, there's driving around the island, there's helicopter tours, there's Pearl Harbor. Like, there is so many things to do. Or if you just want to chill and relax at the beach, that is definitely the resort to do it at. There's so many pools, there's endless beaches. Like, that is a really great place to stay. I will also say there was an amazing beach path along the ocean between those three resorts. So like, if you were to walk from that resort to the Four Seasons, I think it was about probably a quarter of a mile. It wasn't super far. It took about 15 minutes to walk, but that walk was so beautiful. So every time we walked to that shopping center or to the Disney resort, we would take that path. So we ended up probably walking it twice a day, but I really enjoyed it. We walked it every night at sunset. It was so beautiful, and it just makes all of those resorts accessible. So like when we went to breakfast that one morning, we just walked over to breakfast, watched the sunrise along the path, and it was just such a magical trip. And we're already talking about going back to Hawaii, which I'm really surprised because my husband was like complaining about the long flight over there and how long it takes or whatever. And then when we were walking around the Disney resort, he goes, I think we might need to come back and stay at the Disney one. So he's already kind of planning a trip in the future for that. But it was really great to take my family because my mother-in-law has been talking about going to Hawaii for years and they just never did it. And his brothers and them would never have been able to afford it. And so it makes me so grateful, and I can never get over the power of points and what it can do. Like, we were able to take them to Hawaii at a fraction of the cost because Hawaii is not cheap. It is very expensive to fly there, to stay there. I mean, it would have cost us well over $10,000. I haven't even added up how much money we saved, but it's expensive. And then when you get there, the food is amazing, but it's also expensive. So you're going to spend thousands of dollars to go to Hawaii. And that's why they never went. They wanted to, but they couldn't afford it. And so us being able to take them, my mother-in-law was like almost crying on the beach. She was like, I cannot believe I'm here. And it was just such a magical trip to be able to take them. And that is why I record these episodes like this, because I want to share it with as many of you as possible, because it makes these trips and these destinations possible for the average person who may not be able to afford it or may take years to be able to go on one of these trips, when we take several of these a year because of travel points. And so I just am so grateful for you being here and listening and sharing this with other people. I just ask that if you love these episodes or something resonates, to share it with a family member or a friend and just get the word out about this, because it's so powerful what points can do for somebody. And I just want everyone to be able to travel like this, because it's absolutely life-changing. So it was a great trip. We absolutely loved it. And I hope you get to go there too, or you can start planning your dream trip to Oahu as well, or any of the islands. Like, all of the islands are completely possible. I also did a destination day way back at the beginning on Maui, Hawaii as well. So you can go listen to that if you want to go there. But yeah, thanks for tuning in today. I hope this was inspiring for you, and I hope you get to go to Hawaii very soon as well. I also did want to share that if you want to go to Hawaii, it only will cost you $11.20 when you use points correctly. And I created an entire guide on how to do it step by step, which cards you need, how to book your flights, how to book your hotels, where you can stay, all of those things. And I created an entire guide for you to get there with $11.20 per person. I will link that in the show notes. It is only $27 for this guide. I made it very low ticket because I know so many of you want to go to Hawaii, and I wanted to make that possible for you. So if Hawaii is on your destination list, definitely grab the guide below so that you can learn how to do that. And I will see you next week. I hope you have a wonderful week, and I will talk to you soon.